mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, you're going to get the latest and most in-depth coverage of what's happening right now in central London. Former MI5 agent David Shaler, who made international headlines a few weeks ago when he came on the broadcast and talked about government involvement in bombings in England as a pretext for control in the past, naming names, going over the documents. He's going to be joining us coming up in this hour. Also, London journalist Simon Aronowitz, who's been on the cutting edge of covering this as well, one of our best sources, is going to be joining us with David Shaler. And Paul Watson, also living in the United Kingdom, will be coming on the broadcast to give us his incredible analysis. We have been on top of this since the early morning hours. We understand the clear picture. We know who stands to gain. We have the evidence. We have the AP not retracting news, but actually editing existing news stories. We have caught them with their pants down again. I am 99%. Understand, 99. I'm 100%, but I'm just going to say 99. 99% sure this is a government operation. Last night I was with my video editor. We were having a meeting about the next film I'm going to make. And he said, Alex, they're going to have to carry out an attack. Bush or Blair will very soon. Or it's over for them with all the corruption coming out, all the lies, all the scams. You know, the approval rating for the war at 27%. The Karl Rove gate coming out with the shelling out the CIA people. Bush wants to bring forward Alberto Gonzalez for the attorney generalship. CAFTA. All of this stuff. And now it's all on the back burner. And Bush and Blair get to grandstand as our saviors. More of these pop gun toys have gone off. Not serious blasts like we saw in central London, between 4 and 8 blasts now. No one's really sure because the government's putting out so much disinfo and trying to lock down the press getting into the area. A bomb went off in New York at the British Embassy, 2 different blasts, and the government is running around fear-mongering here, and oh, we better have troops with machine guns, as they announced earlier this week, getting rid of Posse Comitatus. Troops on the streets of America, but the border stays wide open, searching you, troops at all the shopping malls. The government called for that last year, searching you, everywhere being searched, troops everywhere, no freedom, no nothing, but the border stays wide open because Al-Qaeda is going to get us. And they may produce some pathetic patsy within the hour, or it may be 2 days from now. In the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks, Operation Northwoods, declassified in 2000, the U.S. government describes how to frame patsies after they bomb buildings and bomb buses and shoot people. So it's the same M.O. The British government has been caught. It has been in the BBC, London Telegraph, Scotsman, caught cooking bombs, caught carrying out bombings in the last 25 years, since 1980. And it's the same M.O. They control Al-Qaeda. They protect Al-Qaeda. We are going to literally plunge into this. You see, everything rides on government-sponsored terror. It is their rubric. It is their pretext. It is their foundation of control to scare us into submission. Look at who has the motive. This will bolster the war, bolster further invasions, bolster the police state. An article out of one of the big British newspapers 2 days ago called England now a Stasi state. And it is. Nothing to do with terrorism. Just tattle on your neighbor for spitting gum out on the street. We'll arrest them. And this will bolster all of that. The signs that have an all-seeing eye up that say, secure under the watchful eyes. Well, the 4.5 million cameras in London didn't protect you, did they? No, they didn't. And now we've got another bombing in New York, just like the one they had on the morning of the election, trying to keep Blair in office. And they admit that bombing did help Blair. Why would terrorists carry out bombings knowing they would help Blair? Unless the terrorist is the people that run Tony Blair.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a London-based British journalist, Simon Aronowitz, joining us here in just a few minutes. Also former MI5 agent David Shaler, whistleblower on British-sponsored terrorism and funding and aiding and controlling Al-Qaeda. He is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes as well. Paul Watson from England will also be with us in the second hour. Understand, folks, Putin has been caught red-handed blowing up his own buildings ahead of elections. Caught red-handed, it's publicly admitted. You know, UPI, BBC. We have huge archives on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on that. The British have been caught engaging in dozens of bombings all over their country in the last 25 years as a pretext to set up a police state as well. Our government, we have official documents like Northwoods, Gladio. We have operations that actually carried out to bring down Mossadegh in Iran, where our own government carried out terror and blamed it on him. Then they send the people on that did it to brag on NPR. I mean, I hear them on NPR 50 years later actually bragging, folks. Okay? We look at motive. They're grandstanding. See, the war on terror is good. See, give up all your rights. Oh, we need to have troops in the subways in America and troops at the bus stops and troops on the bridges. They called for that 2 days ago in the Posse Comitatus, the main military here in America policing the streets, not the borders. We have major evidence of MI6 and Mossad involved in the Bali bombing to get Australia on board with their citizens dying for the invasion of Iraq. They got caught red-handed. Our FBI pulled out of a hotel 2 hours before the attack took place. We just have an orgy of evidence here, and the entire front page of InfoWars and Prison Planet is devoted to this right now, while other alternative news outlets are bumbling around not knowing what's going on. The mainstream media is busy covering up what's happening. Before we go to Simon Aronowitz and tell me as soon as we get David Shaler, we're scheduled to call him right now, explosions in London, who stands to gain? Israel warned, cover-up in progress. The AP actually put this out. It was a real report. They've now tried to alter the report without even trying to retract it. Very suspicious. Breaking. Scrambled cover-up to try to change prior knowledge story. Original report stated that Benjamin Netanyahu was warned before the first blast. Now all of the Associated Press reports are being changed to say he was warned after the first blast. For example, this article, we have it saved, the article linked below that we saved in our format, and the website that carried it has strangely since crashed, said that Netanyahu was warned before the first blast. Israel are now denying they got a warning. Breaking. Scotland Yard says it got a warning before the attack and told Israel. And they're not doing a lot of interviews on the streets. It's being very controlled right now. I mean, this happened a little bit after 8:30 Greenwich Mean Time, London time. And still, there's also been two smaller bombings that took place at the embassy in New York. And remember, on the date of Blair's election, in the early morning hours, there was a small firecracker bomb, basically, that busted a window at the British embassy. And who did that help? They admitted in polls it helped Blair barely hang on by his fingernails. Do we have David Shaler? Okay, we just, 5 minutes before we called him and he was ready to go on, and we were going to call him back in 5 minutes. They're having major phone problems in London. I've had trouble calling Paul Watson on his landlines, and he's not even in London. He's in Sheffield. Joining us from London is Simon Aronowitz. Listen, Scott, keep calling that number. We should have just kept him on when we got him 5 minutes ago. Keep calling until we get David Shaler. I know he's going on international television on Al Jazeera in about 30, 40 minutes. We need to go ahead and get him on now. Let's go ahead and go to Simon Aronowitz. Simon, joining us from London, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
In a nutshell, you heard what I was just covering there. Anything you'd like to add or anything you'd like to correct?
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, these are horrendous events that we've had in London. We haven't had anything like this for quite a while. It's been very peaceful and calm here since, you know, the IRA packed up their weapons. And what they keep telling us is something like this is inevitable. And this morning it happened, although the story we had for the first hour was not accurate at all. They told us that there were electrical surges on the trains. And I also want to say that, of course, my sympathies go out to the people and the relatives who were caught up in this. I actually had several friends and family members who were caught up in this, but they all managed to get out okay, and they're now at work or trying to make their way home very, very slowly.
Now, Simon, to be clear, we're about to bring David Shaler on, the former MI5 officer, but we're going to keep you on into the second hour with Paul Watson. If you can stay with us, Shaler will just be with us about 20 minutes or so because he's very busy. But to be specifically clear here, I've got about four different reports out of London itself saying that for over an hour they were seeing electrical surges. Now, that shows pure premeditated deception. The authorities knew full well when at least four buses, upwards of six explosions, killing over 40 people, and the death toll is rising. They knew full well instantly what this was. It wasn't electrical surges. Your comment on that?
We're still not getting any accurate information. To be honest, we're not even sure how many blasts there were still.
We're hearing 4 to 8. I mean, what are you getting in London?
Well, there have been four officially confirmed, but there's been stuff up throughout the day that there have been blasts in other places, and they're still only talking about four bombs going off. It sounds to me like there are more, and they're still not confirming it.
Simon, how long were they saying it was electrical surges?
I think for the first hour, Alex.
That is absolutely ridiculous in one of the most modern cities, most media-intensive cities in the world, you know, the former center of the British Empire, with the biggest media conglomerates you can imagine. They knew full well what these were. Let's go to David Shaler. They needed cover time to kind of get their story straight. David Shaler, of course, was on a few weeks ago with us. He is the MI5 agent who blew the whistle on MI6, aiding Al-Qaeda, funding Al-Qaeda, and British involvement in bombings in England itself. David Shaler, thank you for joining us, sir.
Hello.
I know you're joining us via cell phone there in London. It could cut out any time, but a lot of phone problems. But give us your first snapshot analysis as someone trained in anti-terrorism, sir.
Well, I mean, obviously, it looks like it bears the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda, though it's obviously too early to say. Obviously, it's possible it's a suicide bomber. But the point, I think, that comes out of all this is that these things wouldn't happen if Britain didn't make itself a target by doing things like invading Iraq and leading to the you know, illegal invasions and death of innocent people. I mean, obviously, this is a barbaric attack. But at the same time, it rather puts into perspective what Britain and the US have done when invading countries like Afghanistan and Iraq and dropping cluster bombs and so on.
Now, sir, I know it's early on, and, you know, as someone who worked in anti-terrorism and MI5, you're going to wait and see as this develops. But isn't it very suspicious who will have the motive? This will bolster approval ratings for the war. They're already, these numbers are already coming out. For an hour, they were saying it was electrical surges. That's ridiculous. I mean, any cop on the street, any bobby would tell you that this was a, you know, bombing with buses splattered all over the sidewalk. Horrible carnage. Our hearts and prayers go out to the British people and those that are dead and dying and their families. But we have the past where, you know, you on this very broadcast have talked about steak knife and British Army intel people, you know, basically running bombings, funding Al-Qaeda to go after and try to assassinate people. I mean, doesn't this have a stench to it, sir?
Well, I think it's very strange that they were putting out information that it was electrical. So it wouldn't have borne any resemblance to an electrical surge. Quite obviously not. I mean, we're talking about trains full of people being bombed, a bus being bombed, and so on. So I'm not quite sure, again, I mean, why they're doing that, I do not know. This is the problem we have to face, is they want sometimes want to try and keep people calm, and therefore they will try and play things down. But, I mean, obviously I don't want to speculate too much at the moment. It does seem very, obviously, the problem is that certain people will try and use these attacks to reinvigorate calls for identity cards, to reinvigorate calls for imprisonment without trial.
All of which are in deep trouble. I mean, the British papers are saying that the British people are on the edge of revolt over these national ID cards.
That's absolutely right. I'd love to ask people how they think people having ID cards would have stopped those today. I don't think that's possible. And again, with the issue of trying to imprison people without trial, it's entirely counterproductive because all it does is create martyrs and creates more people who will join terrorist organizations as a result of their fellow people in their community having their liberties curtailed.
Well, so David,
we have to resist these calls very, very strongly, but I can see how it will be misrepresented in the media and by our government.
David, you're in London right now, so is Simon Aronowitz. I mean, have you been able to physically see any of the smoke or carnage or talk to any eyewitnesses? What's the atmosphere like?
I'm still south of the river at the moment. I mean, the traffic's pretty bad. I mean, I'm going up here, obviously, to do interviews. Again, I mean, we've got some very strange information coming off out of the television about things like, for example, London was flowing freely and the overland services were all working. And then, of course, when I went to go and get a train today, all the trains had been cancelled. So, again, I
That's right. Our television and British reporters are on US TV saying everything's fine, the roads are wonderful. Meanwhile, we're talking to people in London, it's totally shut down.
Yeah, exactly. That is the case. I mean, I don't know why they're trying to say these things. They're trying to, obviously, I mean, it perhaps is a kind of a sort of business-as-usual mentality, but it's not as usual. It's quite obvious, partly because of the underinvestment in London's transport infrastructure, that when things like this happen, there'll be knock-on effects all around London, of course. It seems just perverse and idiotic to go on television and try and deny these things are happening.
Well, again, I go back to motive, sir. I mean, you clearly on this broadcast, and it's been in the British papers, have talked about British involvement in terrorism as a pretext for control. We know Putin's done it. We know the Madrid bombing stinks to high heaven. This is very similar to the Madrid train bombings. We have trains and buses being bombed. How long until we really start getting some answers?
Well, it always takes a long time after terrorist attacks to establish what is actually going on, and you've got to forensicate the sites and so on. To try and establish two things. Obviously, try and, if you can, collect evidence of who was responsible, but also try and learn lessons for the future.
David Shaler, we've got a break. Can you stay with us?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
All right, thank you very much. We've also got Simon Aranowitz, will be riding shotgun with us today as well, joining us from London. Paul Watson's coming up as well from the United Kingdom. Stay with us, continuing coverage.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. He is stuck in traffic getting into the central area of London to do television interviews. He is David Shaler, a former MI5 agent who blew the whistle on government complicity in terrorist attacks, on funding al-Qaeda, on protecting bin Laden operatives. We've also got Simon Aranowitz riding shotgun with us, so for the next several hours, if he can do it, he's with, of course, ThoughtCrimeNews.com, doing an excellent job. We have links to that on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. For the next 30 minutes, joining us. David Shaler will be with us while he's in traffic via his cell phone. We appreciate that. Simon, David, both of you chime in together whenever you like. Look, basically, I go off my gut instinct and off past activities, who has the motive, who stands to gain. But bottom line, David, with these type of events, I have in front of me the BBC where, you know, headline, top Al-Qaeda operative being guarded by MI6 at farm, flying Al-Qaeda out to safety, letting them into the country. The same story here. They've done nothing to stop these people from coming in, but they're trying to take the average British citizen's liberties away. Can you comment on that, gentlemen?
Yeah, well, this is what I find the problem is these people will try and use atrocities like today as an excuse to try and curtail our liberties, when in fact the sort of thing they're doing seem to be allowing people like this into the country. MI5 knowingly let members of Al-Qaeda into the country, thousands of them, in the 1990s, even though French intelligence repeatedly warned them of what was going on. And so, in a sense, this is kind of chickens coming home to roost. But what we've got to ask is, why were the intelligence services letting people in they knew were a threat to British lives? I mean, that is just unacceptable. It really is.
But we see who gets the power and control. You're there in London. You've been listening to the reports. You probably know more than we do, David, and Simon Ranowitz, who's there at his computer. We're hearing 40 dead, 60 dead, 4 bombings, 8 bombings, 10 bombings. I mean, what is the best number or best guesstimate of these different pieces of information, gentlemen?
I think the problem in situations like this is a bomb goes off, it's all very confused. And I think that one of the bombs that's gone off in the tunnel, I think between King's Cross and Russell Square, has been reported twice at both stations. If you imagine, if there's an explosion in a tunnel, it will go down both ends of the tunnel,
yeah,
and that will seem like two explosions.
This is part of the problem that we've had. I think David will probably get a better idea of what's going on than any of us by asking the driver of his cab.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's always like this after a terrorist attack. It's always chaos, and this is why I'm always very wary of what the authorities say in the first 24 hours after an attack.
Exactly. A bomb in a tunnel will send a shockwave both directions and could be reported many times by different train terminals.
Alex, when you were asking David about, who stands to gain and did we know anything about this, is that... very recently, the former police commissioner for the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, John Stevens, published an article in one of the papers here.
He said in March, we will be attacked on the trains.
What is it, David? 200 Al-Qaeda terrorists they knew existed?
Yeah, something like that, I think it is. Yeah.
Well, Alex, how do they know these guys exist unless they're watching them?
This is the problem I have as well, is that there's always this idea that the intelligence services tell the press, oh, we know who these people are, we know, you know, what's going on, and yet they don't. I mean, the truth is I've worked there, and I know that quite often when we did the IRA, they didn't have a clue of attacks happened, who was responsible.
Unbelievable. Now, we have this report coming out in the Associated Press and other places that Benjamin Netanyahu was told hours before by British intelligence that there was going to be these bombings, and then now the AP isn't even really retracting. They're just going in and changing the articles like Winston at the Ministry of Truth. Gentlemen, comments on that?
Well, we don't know, first of all, what he was actually... I mean, the story says it was some sort of economics conference, but Netanyahu, before he suddenly became a big player in the international stage, was a furniture salesman. So I don't know what he's qualified to talk about, international economics. I'm wondering what this event actually was that he was supposed to attend.
Yeah, I think there's also a problem as well, is that we've heard here that the threat from international terrorism was actually marginally downgraded from being imminent to substantial. And again, the early reports seem to indicate that the intelligence services had no prior warnings of these attacks. Now, if there are 4 explosions going off across London simultaneously, that requires coordination, requires involvement of a lot of people. And it seems, again, why do they not manage to pick up intelligence about these things? And
well, with the Madrid bombings, we have mainstream Spanish papers, and the majority of the Spanish people believe the government was involved, and we have, quote, suspects being arrested who, it turns out, are informants, and these are staged arrests just to create the illusion of doing it. I want to get your comments on that in the context of the global war on terror, which they're now trying to openly bolster and see we told you so, give up all your freedoms when we get back, with David Shaler, former MI5 agent, and, of course, a journalist there in London, Simon Aronowitz, coming up in 30 minutes. Paul Joseph Watson joining us from England as well. Continuing coverage. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, two small blasts, of course, went off about 45 minutes ago outside of the London Embassy in New York, same place that had a large firecracker go off on the early morning hours during the election. And they reported that it did help Tony Blair and enable him to barely hang on to the prime ministership over there in England. He's wildly unpopular. You know, they tried to have a property tax many years ago called the poll tax. People actually rioted in the streets of the normally docile and civil Brits. Now they're talking about a giant protest over the national ID card with all these private databases. Tony Blair wants troops on the streets, just like the New York Times announced here 2 days ago, the Inde Posse Comitatus, troops literally running our lives, troops and FBI in all the shopping malls searching you. And meanwhile, the borders, folks, it's mainstream news, Washington Times, Associated Press, have ordered the Border Patrol to stand down and just let the illegals pour across, thousands of them Islamicists. As if it's really the Islamicists behind all this. I mean, we have the first World Trade Center bombing where the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, and got two retarded Arabs to drive the truck. But now, folks, that's it, New York Times, Chicago Tribune. So I'm not saying in some cases there aren't Arabs who will go out and do this, but you go up the food chain of who's funding them, who's controlling them, who has the motive it stinks to high heaven. Simon Aronowitz, David Shaler. David Shaler, of course, former MI5 agent, going into TV interviews in London, stuck in traffic in London, getting into central London, where the bombings took place. Between 4 and 8, we don't know. Again, it's just bedlam there. A lot of the reports we're getting are false. They're on the news saying everything's wonderful, no traffic, no problems. Meanwhile, it's a total shutdown, basically, of the trains, and traffic is gridlocked. David, you know, the connections, the similarities between the Madrid bombing, we've had a year and a half since 3/11. Today is 7/7. So 7/7, a year and a half after the Madrid bombing back in April, sir, what do you see? I mean, we know that the major press has, even major British press, has reported clear evidence of government involvement in that. That actually swept out their right-wing leader, and they had protests in the streets. I have the photos in Spanish of the people protesting saying, a day after, we know you did it. I mean, your comments on the Madrid bombing and the similarity here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a similar kind. We don't know how these attacks happened yet. We don't know whether it was a suicide bombing or whether it was like in Madrid where they used mobile phones to remotely detonate the devices. So, I mean, obviously that issue, we don't even know that yet. Obviously, the Madrid bombing was very well timed before the elections in Spain and so on and led to the withdrawal of the Spanish troops. Now, again, with Tony Blair's got to look at why British troops are in Iraq. A lot of people think their position there is illegal, contrary to international law. And if it is putting British lives at risk and people are dying as a result of the presence of our troops in an illegal occupation, we should be withdrawing from that occupation right now.
But meanwhile, David, British pundits and American pundits are all over TV. I watched 2 hours of it this morning, plus, and they're saying, see, this shows we're right. See, we've got to stay the course and be vigilant. See, the war in Iraq is good. See, they want to get us, actually trying to blame Iraq for this.
Well, again, I mean, they tried to blame Iraq. They tried to put, when Saddam was in charge, they tried to create links between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, which simply weren't true. And again, this is a way of passing the buck. I mean, we have to bear in mind that the U.S. spends something like about $500 billion a year on defense and security. That's an enormous industry.
It's actually $700
billion. $700 billion, okay. But, I mean, that money could be better spent investing in peace across the world and giving people decent jobs.
Well, David, I mean, just to be specific, I wasn't correcting you. A couple years ago it was $500 billion. Now it's gone up.
Yeah, well, this is it. And, I mean, none of this, I mean, none of the laws they have passed in this country in terms of restricting civil liberties. We have enormous, we have anti-terrorism acts, a bit like, some of the provisions are a bit like the Patriot Act and so on. And yet, this has not stopped terrorism. These acts of Parliament have not stopped terrorism. And I don't see how e-cards are going to stop terrorism and so on. We have to tackle terrorism at source.
Well, David, listen, if we had a war on drugs, there's more drugs, a war on poverty, more poverty. I mean, this actually helps the military-industrial complex have sales, have control, have an enemy, a shadowy enemy, like Goldstein in 1984, who can never be defeated. But let me ask you this question and Simon Aronowitz this question, London journalist also joining us, because, and then I want to get into more specifics of what we do know about these horrific, terrible bombings that, regardless of who's behind it, are hurting the people of London, of England right now. But listen, Bush talks about and Blair talks about connections between Saddam and Al-Qaeda when Saddam was actually against Al-Qaeda. That's public record, MI6, CIA's own reports. Everybody knows that. But when you talk about connections to Al-Qaeda, you have written and exposed about MI6 funding Al-Qaeda to attack Qaddafi.
I mean, I was actually briefed that operation all the way through, and I gave a sworn statement to police about it. No one was charged, but the police recovered evidence. But what we don't know is what happened behind the scenes. And I actually believe that what they were doing in those circumstances was trying to depose Qaddafi so there would be an Al-Qaeda regime in Libya. And that would then be an excuse, of course, for the US and UK to invade Libya and take possession of the Libyan oil supply, much like they did in Iraq, obviously in 2003.
Well, absolutely, sir. You just cut right to the heart of the matter, installing extremists, but then have the pretext to go in. But, I mean, let me just elaborate on this full question and specifically get your answer on it. So we have Bush getting his first money from the bin Ladens, Bush and the Carlyle group with the bin Ladens making billions, flying them out to safety in Afghanistan and here in the U.S. I mean, when we look at connections to Al-Qaeda our governments have a lot more connections than Saddam Hussein ever did. Specifically, who has more connections to Al-Qaeda, Saddam Hussein or the British and U.S. governments?
It's quite obviously the British and U.S. governments. I mean, the nature of Saddam's regime meant that Al-Qaeda, which is obviously a religious organization, posed an enormous threat to his secular state. And he had more to worry about from Al-Qaeda than we did at that point, basically. And as I say, with all these things, the invasion of Afghanistan has basically acted as a catalyst to create a conflict for another generation on planet Earth, basically. And if we played this differently, we hadn't invaded Iraq and so on, I'm not convinced that we would be a target of Al-Qaeda in the same way.
Well, now let's go full circle, though, to what you just said about trying to put in radical Muslim extremist regimes as a pretext to then invade those regimes. It's the same thing with Al-Qaeda. I mean, Al-Qaeda trying to go after Saddam. They would like to have a radical Muslim regime in Iraq because then they would have had the perfect excuse to invade.
Well, exactly. Yeah, this is it. I mean, it would have given them an even better excuse to invade. At the moment, it looks pretty sketchy. I mean, Saddam was obviously a dictator, but by the standards of the region, he was quite liberal. He educated his people. He looked after them in terms of health care. And there's a lot of regimes, obviously, in the Arab world that don't do that. So in terms of being an actual threat, he didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. That was something entirely invented, largely, it seems, by British intelligence and accepted at face value by the British Prime Minister. And that was a major intelligence mistake, and people haven't
And by the way, I would add, sir, that clearly Bush couldn't get his own CIA to create fake reports, even though Cheney went there over 10 times, and so MI6 did it for him.
Yeah, exactly. There's less control of the intelligence services in Britain, so they can do that kind of thing. Alex, I've got to cut you off. I'm going to go to another interview right now.
All right, David Shaler, I really appreciate you coming on with us. Can we get you back on in the next few days for an update?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
All right, and tell us about your new book as well, briefly.
It's Spies, Lies, and Whistleblowers. It details the things you've been talking about tonight and the failure in the past of the British intelligence services to actually stop terrorist attacks in Britain when they were in possession of reliable intelligence, essentially.
Okay, and bottom line, who stands to gain from these attacks?
Well, the anti-civil liberties lobby stand to gain massively.
All right, David Shaler, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey.
Bye-bye. All right, he's getting out of his taxi cab now to go in to Al Jazeera to broadcast. I think he's also going to be on the BBC later. Now shifting gears back to Simon Aronowitz with ThoughtCrimeNews.com, and he'll be riding shotgun with us if he can with Paul Joseph Watson coming up in the next hour, and we'll open the phones up coming up in the middle of the next hour. I want to recap all the developments and this fog of war we're seeing right now, but Simon, you've been listening to me running on with my analysis off and on for the last 40 minutes. Do you disagree with it? Do you have any comments to add? Do you agree?
No,
what do you think?
I think, you know, these are the questions that need to be raised, Alex, and if we talk about the anatomy of this attack, I don't want to upset people when I say that actually the fatalities and the casualties were pretty low compared to as bad as it could have been. I've travelled to work in London many times on the London Underground, used to do it regularly for a very long time, and you easily get maybe 100 people or more in each train carriage. If we're talking about maybe 40 or 60 fatalities, what we're talking about is a big flash bang. But actually, collateral damage could have been far worse, if, to want of a much better phrase. And yet, the impact, because we're a hardy bunch over here. We're more cynical than some people in the States. We always have been. We don't take the BS like other people do. And we've had the Blitz, we've had the IRA, and people are not taking this lying down. They're getting on with their lives. And what's happened instead is Bush has come out already at G8 in Glen Eagles and basically said, you're either with G8 or you're with the terrorists. And now the G8 are aligning themselves after this with being for alleviating the poverty in Africa and being for our freedoms and being for all of that. And it's these terrorists who are against it all. And it's certainly not playing into the hands.
Yeah, look at us. We're trying to help all the poor people when really the G8 uses money to get control of Africa and basically break the place down. And yeah, Bush is basically out there saying you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. And worldwide, this war on terror is being used by dictators from Africa, Uzbekistan, Russia, you name it, to enslave the people.
This comes right after the Live Aid concert, which was the biggest distraction I've ever seen in my life. If you wanted to achieve an event where everybody is distracted and believes they're doing good and pat themselves on the back for recognizing an issue and thinking it's being dealt with, when in fact they've been thoroughly diverted, their efforts are for naught and they're not educated in any way, that's Live Aid. Biggest waste of time.
All right, again, for those who just joined us, between 4 and 8 bombings, and the way this is being reported, the reason we're hearing 8 bombings, probably more like 4, is because inside one of these tubes, inside one of these subways, if there is an explosion, it sends shockwaves down, you know, towards multiple train stations that then see the smoke and hear the explosion, and then different police on the scene reported as individual explosions. So that's some good news that it may not be 8 bombings, that it may be more like 4 bombings or 3 bombings or 5 bombings. We're still not sure. 40 to 60 dead, talking about several hundred or even more seriously wounded or maimed. Very, very serious, but as Simon said, pales compared to what we know was a government inside job with 9/11. And clearly Madrid was a government op, clearly Bali was a government op, clearly Putin and those bombings have been government ops. That's been totally documented. Simon, comments on that?
Well, we also have numerology again. 7-7 may mean something to somebody. I'm not big on numerology. But
3-11 is 911 days after 9/11. The globalists are obsessed with numerology.
Yeah, and now we have 7-7. Well, it's a magic number for some people. It's not for me. Basically, what we have, Alex, is we know very little today. As you were saying earlier, as I told you, that the TV news people have not been interviewing people in the street. We've not had independent people who are walking past try and give us a timeline so we know independently of official pronouncements what's been taking place.
And to recap, for over an hour, because I was watching, it looks like a little bit over an hour, they were reporting that it was an electrical problem. Buses and trains blowing up, splattering body parts, and we're to believe that the police on the scene said it's been an electrical problem, balderdash, cockamamie, propaganda. This shows they were trying to control the information flow. It's very suspicious. They're still putting out a lot of disinfo. Go ahead.
Well, as I said, the press have not been doing their job properly. The radio have actually been doing it better, but I haven't. I've been too busy to be able to focus on the radio, but people have been telling me there have been all sorts of members of the public phoning in and saying different things. My mother heard one report on the radio that, David was talking about suicide bombers, but it sounds like at least where there was one report, a guy who was on a bus and there was a guy trying to push his way past him and, you know, get off and was rather agitated. It may be that was a report of someone leaving a bag on the bus and then hastily departing. But the press are not doing their job today. And as I said, I spoke to this contact of mine at the BBC who agreed with me that actually the TV cameras are not doing their job properly. They should be out catching people in the immediate aftermath. And at the very least, you know, it's good footage for a documentary. And they're not doing it.
That's right. I talked to you before the broadcast, and you specifically talked to your contact, and this needs to be posted on the website right now. Message for Paul, message for Ryan, message for Violet. Simon Aronowitz, Thought Crime News, on the record, talked to a source inside the BBC, and he said it's highly unusual that they're not on the streets giving people up-close feeds, as would normally be done in past bombings.
Well, Simon, the cameras there showing, you know, the carnage afterwards, the blown up buses, but where are all the hundreds or thousands of people walking past who can say, well, at 9:02 I saw this took place? Nothing.
They're showing very circumscript little clips of people just going, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, and I can't get, people have been telling me all day, we've been trying to get people into London with cameras, but there's no way of getting in there. The traffic is chock-a-block, and none of the trains are running.
Then why is our news saying that what a great job the government did and how there's not a traffic problem?
Yeah, well, dream on.
Well, it's just absolutely amazing what's happened, Simon. And
Alex, you know, we can find out who did this as well, because there are CCTV cameras up the wazoo in this country.
4.5 million in London.
All over the London Underground, all over the Ring of Steel, inside the city of London.
That's right. They have big posters that show all-seeing eyes looking at you, and it says the London Underground, safe under the watchful eyes. I wonder where all those videos are.
Well, I think we can probably claim access to them under the Data Protection Act if we provide a £10 note.
All right. Well, how do you think this ties into the London Embassy in New York having some small bombs go off and bust some windows?
Was that today? Are you talking about on the election?
No, this just happened again.
We haven't heard anything about that.
I was handed this report right before we went on.
Let me go
over that during the break. And, of course, it did happen right before the election.
As I say, these attacks, although they're attracting a lot of headlines. Obviously, everyone is distracted by them. They've had a big impact on London in terms of shutting everything down today. But in terms of, you know, are we going to check? This country is against the war. This country is becoming very much against the war of terrorism. And I don't think that something like this is going to make people more in favor. But if they think that that's what's going to happen, it's not the case. And most people are sickened by the likes of Blair and Bush with their pronouncements in Scotland. I think this may have the opposite effect of what people wanted.
Well, we're going to break here in just a moment. We're going to come back and recap the news with Simon Aranowitz from ThoughtCrimeNews.com. Can you stay with us when Paul Watson joins us?
Sure, definitely. Thank you.
All right. And folks, we will open the phones up after we get Paul's analysis and start taking your calls to respond on this. And, again, so much is happening so quickly. It literally will make your head spin. But just like with the Madrid bombing or any of these bombings, as it develops, we'll have time to look at it. We'll have time to see what's happening. We'll have time to be able to properly assess this. But out of the gates, we know who has the motive. We know who gets to grandstand now. We know who's getting control, and that is the military-industrial complex that controls our government. So, Simon Aranowitz, do you concur with that?
Yeah, and Alex, they've already activated the civil contingencies bill for this. It was announced earlier on the news.
Ah, which is the rest and relocation centers that are tied into all of that.
That's right, the ability to lock down Parliament without any recourse, all of it.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back with Simon Aranowitz. Right after this quick break, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.net.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria and cyst parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, this rarely happens, but when it does, boy, does it pour. Right before I went on air, I was handed a BBC article that had been put on another website's format. They put today's date on it, and I thought it was very similar, where a little firecracker went off in front of the British Embassy. Stuff like that is routinely happening. Happened just a few months ago. It did not happen today, thank God. It happened back, of course, on May 5th, on the day of the elections. And so just in all the craziness, literally with like 50 reports here in front of me, trying to analyze this with and have all these guests on, I said several times incorrectly that another cherry bomb or something had been popped outside of the embassy. So correcting that has not happened. And again, we don't even know how many bombings there's been in England. I mean, I've got literally 50 different, more than 50 reports here, and one says four bombings, one says six, one says eight, one says 10. And you heard him, a former MI5 agent, David Shaler, on. They don't know. He's in London right now. First they said it was electrical problems did this, which is patently ridiculous on its face. Folks, it comes down to this. We know, we have studied for years, 9/11 and other terrorist attacks in Oklahoma City. My film, Road to Tyranny. My film, Masters of Terror. My new film, Martial Law, covers this in detail. Do not wait. Go to InfoWars.com, order the videos, make copies of them, give them to everybody. Because if we don't expose who's behind the terror and who has the motive, in every other case we've looked at, and as time goes on, we'll look at this case and cover what the evidence shows. But in every other case, it's been Western governments because they have the motive, and then you look at the evidence, they're behind it. So please get Martial Law. Please get copies of it out to everybody. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can simply go to InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Watch all 12 of our films. Paul Watson's book, my book, is there. E-books, a bunch of other books, my weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews. PrisonPlanet.tv. And, folks, take Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. It spends an entire beefy chapter on admissions in the major British press of where the British government builds bombs, carries out bombings, runs the IRA. We're talking MI6 and Army intelligence in there running it, radicalizing it, because they get the control out of it. This is on the record. Simon Aronowitz at his great site, and he's traveled all over and all over Europe to cover this news, has masses of evidence of government-sponsored terror evidence at his website. So please get Martial Law. Look, last night I'm with my video editor. We're talking about the new mini-docs. I'm going to make a new film. It's got a bunch of three different mini-docs in it, three different little films, and on three different important subjects. And he said, look, they're going to have to carry out terror again, Alex. I mean, we're down to the wire here. They're losing. They got to cover up for Karl Rove and CIA gate. They got to cover up for their new attorney general if they want to be Supreme Court justice. They got to cover up for all the Iraq war lies. They got to cover up all the scams. Simon Aronowitz, comments on that?
They're trying to throw one distraction at us after another, Alex, because the tide is definitely turning. As I said, we had all these people gathered together for Live Aid who want to do some good. At least the people think they want to do some good, and they get thoroughly corralled and distracted, and they're throwing one thing after another at us. It was the Olympics yesterday. Here's one for you. We get the announcement yesterday, we have the Olympics. No one in this country, no one in London that I know, wants the Olympics. It's going to cost us a fortune. I'm going on vacation for the summer of 2012, because I don't want it, and neither does anybody else. But we need huge investment in our London Underground, and I knew this yesterday, and weeks ago, and months ago. And then when they announced it, I thought, oh boy, we need to spend some money. Well, today, as a result of the bombings, we're definitely going to have to spend some money on the London Underground.
And they use the IRA bombings to put in the 4.5 million cameras. They use this stuff to put in this control grid.
And not only that, but they managed to take away all the trash cans from all the London Underground. We couldn't have trash cans anymore. We became an uncivilized society.
Yeah, the same thing in New York when Bush was there. Piles of trash everywhere and hordes of black flies.
And it's for the children.
It's for the children, Simon Aronowitz. I tell you, it just is so transparent. Your gut level on this, do you think they'll be producing a patsy here pretty quick? Tell you what, we got a break. We'll be right back, folks, with the second hour with Simon Aronowitz. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.